Smithers, one by a gentleman that was a contractor that you remember, I know, Ed Kirkaby.
Oh, yeah, Ed Kirkaby with his little Rex mustache, very dapper, but a much out of place person to my way of thinking. But he held his good standing with Columbia for years.
He hired a lot of musicians, didn't he?
That's true. He was originally a manager of the
California Ramblers.
The California Ramblers, of course.
Yeah. They had the Dorseys on them. This one is on an Oriole 2462, In My Hideaway.
Oh, I recall that.
Cozy cabin built for two, and a silvery lake for our canoe. I will be in paradise with you in my hideaway. We'll be so happy there, where romance fills the air. We'll be a loving pair as the years roll by. When your golden hair has turned to gray, I'll be loving you the same old way. You'll be mine forever and a day in my hideaway.
Here's one that I think is a collector's item. It's on what was known as, still is, old Sears and Roebuck label.
Oh?
And no telling, of course, the name is a Swedian, Victor King and his Conqueror Orchestra.
My goodness, I never heard of that.
Well, they used somebody else's masters that you'd made.
With some other band, that is not the right name, I'm
no.
sure.
Rainbow Man was...
Rainbow Man? I don't recall that at all.
Oh, the gal probably thought you was that Rainbow Man. The way you're singing in those days.
I don't know.
Thank you.
are shining for me. Please don't hide, come outside. Want to say hello, I'll miss the rainbow man. Start shining for me. Won't complain, though the rain is gloomy. For your smile will bring good luck to me. Show your face, any place, way my blues will go. Oh, Mr. Rainbow Man, start shining for me.
Record 15453 by another studio group, Majestic Dance Orchestra. By my side.
Well, I wonder who that can be now.
It seems like that on most of the perfect, they put your name as Buddy Blue.
Yep, that was one of the names that I had to use.
You're listed on this one as vocal by Buddy Blue.
No kidding.
So let's spin this one, Nolan.
By my side. true, I'd always have you by my side.
Smith, here's one of my favorite songs, Out of Nowhere.
Oh, yes, that was one of my favorites, too, and it's a beautiful song. I just hope I do it justice.
I hope so, too. If you don't, I can complain in person.
You sure can. Yes, very well. Ben was with Columbia Records. He had some title. He was an officer there, and he did a lot of recording.
He got together some good groups.
Yes, he did. He had access to the best, and he used to use the best.
I imagine at the time he cut this, this was one of the most popular numbers there was.
It was quite popular. I'm sure he sold a lot of records. Though I didn't get any benefit from it, other than my little stipend for doing the vocal.
Well, let's hear it.
Thank you.
February 2nd, 1929, and I'd like give the personnel on this.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that date, really. That's, we had old Leo McConville, Buzzy Farrar, first trumpet, very fine, Tommy Dorsey, Jimmy Dorsey, Jimmy Crossan on the alto, Alfie.
Someone will fall. It's a precious little thing. alone. I see a day in June, a wedding tune, a honeymoon lane. Friends I know who will throw some rice on old shoes. But the one thing makes me say, heaven's just across the way. It's a precious little thing called love.
Available here right now, that winds it up, and I can't think of a better. What amazes me, these last two numbers we've played,
yeah,
how you could change your style. Now, both of those OKs were recorded approximately the same time,
yeah,
yet on Weary River, which was an entirely different type number than this last one, was able to change your style to suit the song.
Well, I found that in many occasions that I had to get with the song, that's all. But I had a reputation I was very proud of in New York from the writers themselves. And they used to come around to White's restaurant where I was playing and bring their lead sheets to their newest creations, some wonderful, really. And they always said that I seemed to have a natural way of wedding the lyrics to the song, to the melody. That I seemed to do it the way they would like to have it done, the way they wrote the song. And I thought that was a great compliment. I never told anybody that before.
Well, it is a good compliment because that way you were able to look at the different, these last 10 signs that we've played, look at the different style numbers that you did there and did all of them well.
From waltzes to melodies to blues. To rhythmic tunes, and I had a little trouble with the rhythmic things, though I'd always played a rhythm instrument and played it fairly well, so I was told. But I never particularly cared for that type of singing, rhythmic singing, other than Crosby, of course, being his person by himself in that respect. He knows how to do a rhythm song so well.
You like the ballad?
Yes, that was really the kind that I preferred, and the things that I really could do my best job on.
Well, I like the ballad myself.
And now, Mr. Blue, if it's not imposing too much upon you, we'd like very much to have you sing a few bars of something just to close out this tape and make it even all the more interesting.
Well, I will attempt to get through, I think, an appropriate song now that we are parting. And that is, I'll see you again. And I hope I do.
I'll see you again whenever spring breaks through again, time may lie heavy between, but what has been is past forgetting. This sweet memory across the years will come to me, though my world may go awry, in my heart will ever lie just the echo of a sigh. Goodbye.
Well, I'm surprised I got through it, really.
Well, Smith, that was real nice, and we appreciate it very much. This tape will certainly be a treasured addition to my collection of recordings, and I'd just like to say that it's been a real honor and pleasure to have you.
Who'd you say arranged and played trumpet on this, Smith?
Oh, a guy. He's a friend of yours. You mentioned him tonight, and that brought him back to me. I never would have thought of the guy in my world. I've never thought of him again.
Jack what? Purvis.
Jack Purvis.
And then, dear, I knew to me you must belong. I could show the world how to smile. I could be glad all of the while. I could change the gray skies to blue if I had you. I could leave the old days behind, leave all my past, but never mind. I could start my life all anew if I had you. I could climb the snow-capped mountains and sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross the burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a king, dear, uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There's just nothing I couldn't do if I had you. I couldn't do if I had you.